Welcome to the DeAndra Jalisa podcast, your space for clarity, creativity, and building a business that feels as good as it looks. I'm DeAndra, a creative entrepreneur and system strategist here to help you package your skills, simplify your strategy, and step into your soft CEO era with confidence. Each week, we'll talk tools, stories, and shifts to help you create a business that supports your life, not one that runs it. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to the DeAndra Jalisa podcast. I'm so glad you're here. And today we're going to still continue our series all about clarity. So in today's episode, it's about to be juicy because we're diving into the secret of how to take your skills and package them into an offer that people cannot resist. So before Party Shop Avenue even became a thing, I was honestly all over the place. I was dipping my toes into event planning. I was doing weddings. I was trying floral design. And on top of that, I was picking up little projects here and there just to see what would stick. And let me tell you, it was so exhausting. I didn't have a clear lane. I didn't have a real strategy. And because of that, I didn't really know what to charge. So looking back, I was definitely undercharging for so many things, not because I wasn't talented, but because I didn't have the confidence yet. I didn't know how to take what I could do and package it into what felt valuable. And it was a season of just working with what I had, but it left me scattered and second guessing myself. And then out of nowhere, I remember seeing a photo of balloons and it was like this beautiful organic installation. And something in my spirit just lit up. And at the time, it wasn't even a trend. Something told me that this is it. Lean into this. And I remember telling some people about this idea and they were like, I don't know about that. I don't know how that's going to turn out. I don't even know if that's going to work out because balloons are outdated. And I feel like people didn't think that balloons were going to ever make a comeback. I just listened to my gut and my spirit and I did it. And I started small by ordering just a few supplies. And I started experimenting with what I could make. I didn't know what I was doing. So I just started reaching out to people. And lo and behold, this balloon company opened up as well. And they were starting fresh. It's called LA Balloons. They're in Glendale. And they helped me too. Like, I just started getting so much help. And then I asked if anyone would be interested in seeing what I could do. And little by little, things just started to click. And I realized I didn't need to have the entire picture figured out. I just needed to package what I knew right then and there and let the rest build over time. And that decision shifted everything in me and Party Shop was born. And what started as one simple skill grew into full event experiences with backdrops, signs, tassels, you name it. And it all began with me saying yes to packaging what I knew in the moment. And that's the lesson I want you to take from my story. You don't have to wait until everything is perfectly lined up. You just have to move and have to be willing to start scared because that's the only way. Here's the thing I had to learn pretty quickly. And this is the shift I want you to catch today. Clients don't buy your skills. They don't even care about the technical details of what you can do. What they actually buy is the result, the transformation, the solution to the problem that they're facing right now. And I'll give you an example. When people came to me for balloons, they weren't just looking for balloons. Nobody wakes up saying, I really need 150 balloons today. What they're actually saying was, I want my event to feel unforgettable. I want people to talk when they walk into the room and have their jaws drop. I want to create a memory. That was the real problem I was solving. And the balloons just happened to be the medium. And this is why a lot of people, I think, overfunction in business because they're not thinking of their skill as the bridge. This is why so many creatives get stuck. We spend so much time talking about what we're going to do, like, I design websites, I take photos, I do hair and makeup. But what people really want to hear is, here's how I solve your problem. Here's how your life or business will look different when we work together. And you see, your skills are valuable, yes, but they are not the offer. Your role is to be the bridge, the one who takes your client from point A, where they're possibly stuck, frustrated, or unclear, and leads them to point Z, where they finally have the transformation they've been craving. And that's the big shift. So stop thinking of yourself as just talented and start seeing yourself as the solution. Because the moment you position yourself as the bridge, people will want to cross over to get to the other side with you guiding the way. It's all in you. And it's not that complicated, right? When you break it down and you think about it like that, you're the bridge. So just showcase it like that, because that's what people want. Everyone's trying to sell all these little fancy things and features. No. And a lot of people online, I feel, are just so narcissistic and they want to just talk about themselves all the time. And it's no, how are you going to get this person to where they want to go? That's all they care about. They don't care about you. They just want to get to the next destination, right? So you're the guide in whatever you do. That's your expertise. You're more than talented. You're the solution. Remember that. So now let's talk about how to package your skills. All right. Now that you understand the big shift that people don't buy skills, they buy solutions, let's talk about how. Because I know that's the question you're probably asking yourself right now. Okay, DeAndra, I get it. I'm the bridge, but how do I actually take my skills and turn them into a package people want to buy? So there are five pieces to this. And if you walk through them one by one, you'll start to see how your skills naturally translate into an offer. Okay, so let's go into them. So step one is knowing your audience. And I'm not just talking about surface level demographics. Like, I want to work with women in their 30s, really getting into the heart of who they are. Where do they live? What stage of life are they in? What do they actually need? And even more importantly, what keeps them up at night? Because when you know their pain points, you can step in as the person who provides the solution. For me, I knew my audience were busy moms and women planning milestone events in LA. They wanted elevated parties that felt special, but they didn't have the time or know-how to pull it off themselves. So my job wasn't just to blow up balloons. It was to save them stress, give them back their time, and deliver the wow factor they couldn't create on their own. That's why knowing your audience matters. When you speak directly to their problems, your offer instantly feels valuable, okay? And that's why it's so important to know your audience. I feel like it's a boring task, but it's so prominent for you to bridge the gap and actually be seen by who you want to be seen by, because you're not for everybody. You're for one person multiplied by thousands, okay? The next step, which is step two, is to frame your skills as the bridge. Now, once you know who you're serving, you need to frame your skills as the bridge. Remember what I said earlier. You're not just talented, you're the connector. So instead of saying I do balloons, I shifted my language to I create luxury event experiences with balloons as the centerpiece. Do you see the difference there? Because one sounds like a task and the other sounds like a transformation. So you always want to make whatever skill you have sound like a transformation. And that can be with anything. It can be if you're a photographer. You don't just say, I take photos. You say, I create unique experiences through photography for luxury weddings. This is a great time when you put 20 on 10. Amplify whatever you do. Don't just say, I make cupcakes or I do lashes. Make it sound like the most dopest experience so that people are like curious to be like, what is that? I need to know more. It's a transformation. So this is where you elevate your messaging. So if you're a web designer, you're not just building websites. You're helping your clients attract their dream customers online. If you're a fitness coach, you're not just offering workouts. You're helping women feel confident in their bodies. It's about showing how your skills take someone from where they are now and where they want to be. Okay? Do y'all feel me on this? Because that is how you get so much clearer. And that's how you stand out, because you're also, when you create this statement, it's something that's unique to you. What lights you up, and that's going to light everyone else up. So the third piece is clarity. People don't buy vague promises. They buy clear, tangible outcomes. And this is why having a portfolio, testimonials, or before and after examples is so powerful. It gives people confidence that you can actually deliver what they're saying. For me, photos were everything. Once I had those event photos up on Instagram, it was no longer just me saying I can do balloons. People could see it for themselves and they could picture what their event would look like if I stepped in. So ask yourself, how can you make your outcome undeniable? That might look like creating a simple case study, gathering client testimonials, or even doing a free project for a friend just to get proof on the table. And then step four is build gradually. This is so important, and I wish more people understood. You don't need to have your entire business model figured out on day one. When I first started, I only offered balloon installations. That was it. No helium balloons, no tassels, no fancy backdrops, just balloons and that were on a wall. And it was whatever wall you wanted, that's where the balloons were going to be. I didn't have all the tools and all that good stuff. That happened over time. And honestly, that was enough to grow the business. I was just using the spaces that I had, creating beautiful art pieces, and that's what made my business grow. And as time progressed, clients started asking for more. They wanted helium bouquets. They wanted jumbo balloons with tassels. They wanted signs, cutouts. And because I listened to them, I added on those services. And that's how you grow. Start with one clear offer, master it, and then let demand show you what to do next. Don't overwhelm yourself thinking you need to have a 12 offer menu from day one. You'll build your packages step by step. So just get clear on that one thing, because you don't have to have the whole model. Like, literally, that's what's holding you back, because you feel like you have to go against your competitor and be like, they have all these services and they're doing all of these things and they have 5 products and I only have one. Great. Now make a killing with that one offer and then you'll grow, because I'm sure when they started too, they probably only started with 1 to 2 things. And then they grew into the business that you see today. Step 5 is use proof to build trust. Okay, so this is the most important thing. You have to use proof. Nothing builds confidence faster than showing evidence that your work delivers results. When you're just starting out, that might mean doing a few projects for free or at a discount so you can build your portfolio. It might mean asking your first clients for a testimonial or recording a quick case study. I'll be real with you, some of my earliest projects were not perfect at all, but they gave me photos, they gave me word of mouth referrals, and they gave me credibility. And that's what allowed me to keep packaging my skills in a way that people trusted. So over time, the more proof you collect, the easier it gets to charge what you're worth, because people aren't just taking your word for it. They're seeing real results from real clients. So that's the framework. Just know your audience, frame your skills as the bridge, make the outcome clear, and then build gradually and use that proof to back it up. Voila, that's the secret. And when you do these 5 things, your skills stop just being skills, and they start becoming an actual offer that people want to buy. And remember, it doesn't have to be complicated. You can start simple, start clear, and let your business evolve as you grow. That's it. So now, here's the part I really want you to lean in for, because this is the secret most people miss. Packaging your skills into a compelling offer isn't just about listing out everything you do. That's not strategy. That's just a menu of tasks. And when you present yourself like a menu, people will start picking you apart and comparing you or asking, can you just do this one thing for me, please? I'll be back. I'm a trustworthy client. No, we don't want that. A compelling offer is so much more than that. It's about creating a promise of transformation. It's about clearly showing someone, if you work with me, here's how your life or business is going to look different. And that's why when I don't even get clients anymore who really are trying to bargain with me, because I have a boundary on my website before you inquire. And then when I get on the phone, I'm all business and I'm coming at you with a very professional demeanor. So we're not here picking and saving, and we ain't over here giving DD's discounts. Okay. We know what we provide. I know my worth and I know my pricing to the T. So whatever you ask me for, I'm going to provide it. And if I don't know the price, I will let them know that I will submit it in a proposal so they can check it out for themselves and see if it's a fit for their budget. And that's how you handle that. You got to be in charge of the entire experience. So think about it this way. When a makeup artist is building their business, they're not selling foundation, lashes, or contouring. Those are just the tools. What they're really selling is the confidence a woman feels when she looks in the mirror. She sees herself elevated, glowing, and ready to walk into the event like the best version of herself. And that's transformation. And transformation feels so good. And the same thing is true for you. Whether you're a designer, a coach, photographer, balloon artist, or anything in between, you're not selling the process, you're selling the outcome. And the way you package that outcome with clarity and confidence is what makes your offer irresistible. And that's the secret. A compelling offer is strategic. So what's the transformation that you're delivering? I really want you to dig deep and think about that question, because it's going to help you get clearer on how you want to market. It's going to help you get clearer on the content that you want to start creating. It's just going to help you get so much clearer on everything that you're going to start attracting people left and right. And you're going to be mind blown by the changes by just using this secret, because a lot of people don't know the secret. And since you're listening to my podcast, you do. So use it. So let's wrap this all up. Today, we talked about how to package your skills into an offer that actually sells. And it all starts with giving yourself permission to start where you are. You don't need to have everything figured out on day one. Just package what you know right now, and clarity will build as you go. Remember, you are the bridge. Your skills aren't random tasks. They're the connection between where your client is today and where they want to be. Know your audience, speak directly to their problems, and make sure the transformations you offer is crystal clear. That's what separates someone who just has skills from someone who has a business. Because here's the truth. People don't pay for your skills. They pay for the outcome those skills deliver. And the moment you start packaging what you do as a transformation instead of a task, everything shifts. And if you're sitting here thinking, okay, but I don't even know what I want to build yet, I've got you. So go grab my What the Hell Do I Even Want to Build? The Business Edition. And it's a great workbook that I sketched out. And I named it like that because a lot of people be talking like, what the hell do I even want to do with my life? What the hell do I want to create? Because it's exactly what I needed when I was in the building phase of my business. And I outlined it to the T. So by the end, you'll know exactly what you want to build, how to execute, and you can use this thing over and over and over if you have more ideas. So with that being said, that's all for today's episode. I hope that you got some clarity on how to package your skills. You have no excuses. I gave you the blueprint, and all of the details will be in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it. It helps my platform so much. If you're not following the podcast, make sure you hit that follow button and subscribe so you don't miss anything, because the next episode is going to be even better. And that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so grateful for you, and have a beautiful rest of your day. And I will be back next week. Bye.